Trade Promotion Authority passed the responsible committees on both sides of Congress last week, generating optimism in the agriculture industry that it may soon provide the president with the authority he needs to complete the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. American Farm Bureau Federation trade specialist Dave Salmonson says fast track is critical for agriculture in trade talks.
Countries always hold back when it comes to making agricultural concessions or the agricultural deal. And so this is a really hard bargaining that takes place at the high level. So other countries have to know when they do make a deal, it is the deal that will stick. It won't be amended or changed and then have to be renegotiated.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Philip Ellis of Wyoming says his organization is pleased with the progress in Congress.
I think this is a great opportunity to take our beef protein, the best protein in the world, to the 96% of the world's population that lives beyond our borders. And Trade Promotion Authority is a way to get this done. It streamlines the process. So I am excited that Congress is moving on this legislation and giving the administration and USDR, our trade representatives, our good ag negotiators, the opportunity to negotiate deals to expand the market for my product, beef.
Most agricultural organizations support Trade Promotion Authority, but Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, says they do have some concerns.
While the industry is generally supportive of Trade Promotion Authority, there are concerns that extraneous provisions could be added that would be harmful or damaging to the textile industry and therefore could result in the industry having to oppose Trade Promotion Authority. So the industry is working closely with the textile sector and with our allies in the Senate and on the Finance Committee to make sure that these unrelated provisions do not get added to TPA that would be harmful for the textile sector in the U.S.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.